All right, so this girl is having a panic attack, and the question is just what type of acid-base disturbance would we expect in this setting? Now, this is going to be an acute respiratory alkalosis. So she's hyperventilating, she's blowing off her CO2. So we know it's a down arrow for pCO2. And then we're going to have an up arrow for pH because CO2 is acidic, we're blowing it off. Okay, it makes sense so far. And then you just need to know that bicarbonate is unchanged. All right. So this is an acute respiratory alkalosis. Bicarbonate does not have time to change. It'll take at least 12 to 24 hours to really start to move. And if it did change, it would start to decrease to compensate. Okay. So, but that's all you need to know here. This is not difficult, not complicated. But nevertheless, it's high yield enough that make sure you've at least checked the box on this question because the USMLE will ask it to give you some value that transcends the acid-base component itself. Is you need to know that the reason people feel faint when they have a panic attack, or if they actually do just faint straight up, is because of decreased cerebral perfusion. Okay, so decreased CO2 causes decreased cerebral perfusion. So if the question asks you why somebody faints from a panic attack, it's because of decreased cerebral blood flow slash decreased cerebral perfusion. Okay, that's it.